We've been discussing the inyan of Sfiras HaOmer, many different issues. One, whether the mitzvah today retains its biblical status or is only a mitzvah midrabanan. So we discussed the machlokas. The Rambam's opinion is that even bizman hazeh, it's biblical. And Tosis and other Rishonim hold it's only rabbinical. And the simple explanation was if it's connected to the Karban Omer. That since we don't have Karbanas today, so therefore the Sfiras HaOmer retain its biblical character. If you hold its Daraisa Pashis, it's not connected to the Karban Omer. And if it's rabbinical, you say it's connected. So there's actually a minug in certain shuls, I believe it's in Hamilton as well, of not to say Tachanun the week after Shavuos.
Before Shavuos, right?
Well, everyone has the minhag before Shavuos. Shosha is the 3 days before Shavuos. But it's a Chassidish minhag that's been adopted that we don't say Tachanun a week after Shavuos. What is that based on? So there's a discussion in the poskim about Shavuos being 1 day and Shavuos being a week. So Shavuos being 1 day we're familiar with. Well, in Chutzlars, we're familiar with 2 days, but we know it's 1 day. We just add an extra day for Chutzlars. So Shavuos is 1 day, that's an Isra Malacha, we bring the Karban Musafim. What do you mean Shavuos for a week? There is Halacha of Tashlumin, that one doesn't bring the Karban on Shavuos, the Gemara talks about Tashlumin for a week. So therefore, some say, since we see that there's Tashlumin for a whole week, so we see there's a concept of Shavuos for a week as well. And, yeah, Jeff.
Do you mean that people brought the Korbanos for Shavuos on the week after Shavuos?
Yeah, someone who was Shogeg, someone who didn't bring their Korban, they had a whole week to be Mashlim. So we see the concept of Shavuos for a week. However, but that would only make sense if we were bringing Korbanos today. So it's difficult to say there's a Yantav of Shavuos for a week if there's no, in fact, that's how someone explained Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita. That Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita is that Bizman Hazeh days are biblical, but weeks are only rabbinical. So someone say it's besides based on the psukim. That's what it means. That Bizman Hazeh, you have to say you have a Shavuos Daraisa, so counting days are biblical, but counting weeks. So therefore, there is the Chassidus is based on Zechul and Mikdash that you don't say Tachanun for a week. But that's where the custom comes from. On whether you don't say Tachanun for a week after is on the concept that there is Tashlumin, not Bizman Hazeh, but when you brought Karbanos, so therefore that's where you have this concept of Shavuos for a week, and therefore there's a Minug, and I think it's Minug Hamilton, not to say Shavuos for the 6 days after, not to say Tachanun after a week after. So we were discussing different nafkaminas, different practical differences, whether sphere is the rice of drabon, and that could be one of them. But another one is nashim, potentially woman. A woman obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So at first glance, it seems to be the classical mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. It seems to be the classical time-oriented mitzvah, because why? The mitzvah is between Pesach and Shavuos. We have 7 weeks to count the Sfira. So it should be a class, and that's what the Rambam writes. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. However, there's an interesting Ramban, Nechman, he's in Kiddushin. Some want to say it's a mistake. Others want to explain what he means. The Ramban writes, Sfira HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shalav zman grama. It's not a time, in the list, when the Ramban gives a list of mitzvahs that women are obligated, or at least mitzvahs that are in Zman Grama, he lists Sfiras HaOmer. People don't understand the Ramban, so the different, so different Svarim, different acronym explain that it gets into how you define Zman Grama. If it's Zman Grama based on a different reason, it's not because of the Sfira, it's dependent on a certain time period, which we're not going into now. It's a separate chair, but depending on how you define Zman Grama, so therefore, if you hold it Zman Grama, so the Pater, if you hold like the Ramban, then Pashas Deid Bichayev in Sfiras HaOmer, like any other mitzvah. So in general, we know we have a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Bali Tosis, which is a Machlokas Machaba Ramah, which is a Machlokas Ashkenaz Sfardim in general, even when women are exempt from Zman Grama, everyone agrees, well, it's a Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Baal Tosif. If a woman volunteers a mitzvah asei shazman grama, it's prohibited. We don't follow that. It's an opinion in the Gemara. We don't accept la halacha. So according to la halacha, the woman has the option to do a mitzvah. The question is, the machlokas is, can she make a bracha or not? Because since she's exempt from the mitzvah, can she say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu? People forget mitzvahs are commandments, not options. And therefore, can you make a bracha on something you're exempt from? So the Sfarim say no. The Ashkenaz say yes. We don't care about lying. What do you mean? We tell women they could say vitzivanu, or do we assume? So no. So we go on vitzivanu on the generic term. Klai Yisro is commanded in the mitzvah. It doesn't mean me personally. So the Minhag Ashkenaz is not only for a woman to volunteer a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, like when they sit in the sukkah. The Ashkenaz women not only sit in the sukkah, they make a bracha, leishe basukkah. And they make a bracha on the tilas lulav. While Svardi women, the different minhagim among the Svardim, they shake the lulav, but they know they wouldn't make a bracha. They sit in the sukkah. That's a general machlokas, Rambam, Bali Tosis, Machaba, Rama, and the Svardim. So in general, Svardim don't make so. On one hand, you'd have, even if you assume it's a Zman Grama, so therefore according to the Sephardi, let's say the woman in theory could count without a bracha, but according to the Ashkenaz woman, they could make a bracha. The Mishnah Brura brings a svar why maybe even Ashkenaz women should not make a bracha. What's the svar? Why should Sfiras Omer be discriminated against? Because as I like to say, Sfiras Omer is one of the easiest mitzvahs, and it's one of the hardest mitzvahs. It's one of the easiest mitzvahs that takes a couple of seconds to do. It's one of the hardest mitzvahs because it takes 7 weeks to do. You got to, consistency is something you got to do all the time. Every day you have to count. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue that since women are exempt, he goes with the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So therefore, he raises the question, which is a chiddush, not everyone agrees to. But let's say someone counted with a bracha 23 days. And then they miss day 24, day 30, whatever. So do you say l'mafreya retroactively? All those brachas are in vain. A bracha l'vata? Do I say no? So that itself is a question. Pashas, why should there be a bracha? If you hold it's one big mitzvah like the Bahag, then you could argue that okay, if you know in advance according to the Bahag that you're going to miss day. Well, not Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of the Bahag, but the simple understanding of the Bahag. If you know you're going to miss day 48. Then don't count days 1 through 47 either with a bracha. Everyone agrees to count without a bracha, there's no harm. But counting with a bracha. So that's the question the post can raise. If I say all the brachas, so pashas, no. But the Mishnah Berurah raises that perhaps the bracha of atolas, and therefore, a woman who's exempt from the mitzvah, why put herself in a situation where she's going to end up doing an avera of making a bracha? A man has no choice. I have chayiv in counting, so just make sure you remember. And if you don't remember, it's your problem. But someone who's exempt from the mitzvah, why put yourself in a situation where, and that's one of the many issues, but one of the issues that Aruch HaShulchan raises regarding, let's say, woman putting on tefillin. So, because according to Aruch HaShulchan, it could be a problem of guf naki. So if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, then why put yourself in a situation where you're potentially violating an isser? But so either way, in general, it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Bali Tosis and the Svari Ashkenaz. So therefore, notwithstanding the Mishnah Berurah, many have a minhag that even women count v'sfira, because even though it's a Zman Grama, we count. So however, some want to raise another reason, perhaps, why they would be exempt, even according to the normal explanation, because we know there's an interesting Ramah regarding the mitzvah of Havdalah. He raises the issue, or he doesn't raise the issue, he makes a stand. He says, women should not make Havdalah for themselves, but they should, if possible, they should listen to a man. And the question is, why is the Ramah? The Ramah, we just said, paskins, that when it comes to mitzvah haseh shazman grama, women, the main Ashkenaz is women do the mitzvah and they make the bracha. So why by Havdalah does the Ramah write the minig is that she should make Havdalah herself, but she should try to hear Havdalah from a man. So that's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. What's the pshat in the Ramah? Because it's a difficult Ramah. Even if you assume, because the machlokas by Havdalah, whether she's chayiv or not, the Rambam sheet is, she's chayiv min haTorah in Havdalah. And Tosis quote, and others quote from the Orchas Chayim, that perhaps she's Pater, or only Durabanan. So therefore, why is the Ramah, even if you assume she's exempt, like the Ramah seems to be assuming, then why shouldn't she make a bracha? So why? Why can't I volunteer, like any other mitzvah sasei shazman grama? Once I'm volunteering, it's okay to make the bracha. So the Magen Avraham writes, he says, because we find all the examples in the Gemara, you find mitzvah sasei shazman grama, sheyesh bo maisa. There's an action, like they're shaking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah. So perhaps the Magen Avraham suggests, when does Chazal tell us that women can volunteer mitzvah sasei shazman grama? That's when there's a maisa involved. But if it's a pure dibor or a non-maisa, so therefore women do not make a bracha. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah raises this issue regarding Kiddush Lavana. He writes, the meaning is that women do not do Kiddush Lavana. Why not? Kiddush Lavana is a mitzvah. Even if they're exempt from Kiddush Lavana, why can't they do it? So it's based on this Magen Avraham that since all you're doing is making a bracha, there's no maisa involved in the mitzvah kish. So therefore, that's what the Magen Avraham suggests. The Taz gives a totally different reason. The Taz says the reason, the pshat in the Ramah, why the Ramah says by Havdalah, you don't make a bracha by Havdalah, even though normally he says it by other mitzvahs, asei shazman grama. He says because it's tarte l'reusa, it's a double negative. But you took geometry, that's the positive. Not according to the Taz, it's not. So what's the double negative? He goes, number one, he paskins, Havdalah is only Durabanan, not like the Rambam. And secondly, he says it's a Zman Grama. So the Taz Shita is, when do we say women volunteer a bracha on a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? That's only on a mitzvah daraisa. But if it's a Zman Grama and it's a Durabanan, so then women do not make a bracha. Therefore, he holds Havdalah as Durabanan and it's a Zman Grama. Therefore, based on the Taz, it's not just limited to Havdalah. So therefore,
same with Chanukah would apply, right?
Yeah, but Chanukah would be, except the Gemara tells us, Nashim Chayavas, but near Chanukah, Shafim Hoy. So Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Dalet Kosis, if not for the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right, then according to the Taz, they'd be Pater. But, so therefore, according to the Taz, it's not limited to Havdalah. Therefore, the big shah would be Shabbos morning. According to the Taz, it's a general machlokas Rambam Ravid, where the woman a chayiv in Kiddush Shabbos morning anyway. Perhaps the only chayiv in the Kiddush. But according to the Taz, the Kiddush Kiddushei Rab is only, according to everyone, Kiddush Shabbos morning is only Durabanan, and it's a Zman Grama, so there would be a problem for a woman to make Kiddush then. You want to say something? Right, gets into when Dibur is a Maisa or not. But the two different Havdalahs. It's like we have Kiddush B'Dvarim, we have Kiddush B'Yayin. So the two different, there's Havdalah ala Yayin, which depending in Jewish history, when we were, the Gemara tells us in Brachas that originally, first we started off making Havdalah ala Yayin, then we afflicted with poverty, so we only had Havdalah B'Tfilah. And later on, they instituted it. So Havdalah B'Dvarim, everyone agrees. A woman, in order for a woman to do malacha, she has to say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kol Shachol. The machlokes here, the Ramah, he's talking about making the bori priya gafin and making right. Here you can do it. Yeah, he's getting into right without the shit. Right, but that gets into a general issue about what's considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. What's a ma'isa? Let's say the Gemara in Bechoris talks about, let's say, if you scream at your animal and you know that's going to cause the result of hitting him. So that's a discussion. Tosis brings down two days in terms of what's considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, what isn't. But according to the Taz, that if you work with the Taz Shita, that Zman Grama and Drabanan, women are exempt and they can't make a bracha, so then that'd be a major nafkamina b'zman hazeh. If Sfiras Omer is Daraisa, so it wouldn't be an issue. But according to the Taz, if Sfiras Omer is Drabanan, so then according to the Taz, it'd be a problem for a woman when even if you hold, like all the other reasons, the Taz would hold that a woman cannot count Sfira with a bracha because it's a Zman Grama and it's Darabanan. So let's just summarize. We discussed the minug of not saying Tachanun after a week after Shavuos. That's based on, there's a Shavuos Daraisa of Yomim we have today, we count daily. But counting weeks is at best only Darabanan, like Rabbi Yerucham said. And therefore, with Zman based on Mikdash Kayim, if you couldn't bring a Karban, you had a week of Tashlumin. So the Chassidim, others have a minhag that a week after Shavuos, Zeichu Mikdash, we don't say Tachanun. Then we discussed the Machlokes Drabana and Daraisa, and the Machlokes whether regarding Sviyat Omer is a Daraisa Drabana. So he says that would be another Nafkamina if you go work with the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz, and what's the Pshat in the Ramah by Havdalah. So according to the Taz, not only would it apply to Havdalah and Kiddushi Rabbah, but as well, as Sviyat Omer would be a Drabana and a Zman Grama, so it would come out then, that would be a Nafkamina. According to the Magen Avraham, women can count with the bracha. And according to the Taz, a woman, so you have another, besides the Mishnah Brewer's reason of you have to count 49 days and you might miss one, a chashash bracha levatola. But in addition to that reason, then you have the Taz's reason that perhaps the women don't make brachas on Zman Grama's Durabanan.